out eating a cheeseburger. It's resist eating a cheeseburger when you have an opportunity and desire. It's not, we want to get you through life without wearing shatnez. It's, you're overcoming the lure and the beautiful dress you had your eyes on it, like, oh, and it's cheap, it's on sale, and it's not really shatnez for sure. So that's how we do a lo saseh. That's how we fulfill a lav, by resisting the temptation, and that's called gvulos, that Hashem made certain guidelines. Well, at kan v'sulo, you can do this, you can do this, whether it's married life, or even the very fact they have to be married, and even when you're married, it's not a free-for-all, like a certain gvulot. So that everything is spiritual energy. And this, again, the spiritual energy has two angles. One angle, he says, is you're listening to Hashem, and the other angle is the inherent value of the spiritual. It's complicated. Hashem made the system. Hashem made the system. You know, every mitzvah has a spiritual connection, and another pixel on the screen, and it shines brighter. And that's what you're doing when you do a mitzvah. So that's what he says here. They're interrelated. Because if you do a mitzvah and you're not commanded to do it, like the women of the wall, they want to wear tefillin, the tefillin will not have that spiritual effect on them. It won't. That's what he, because they're interconnected. It has the spiritual. So it depends if you're talking about it. I picked that because there's an agenda there. And now, it's true, if a woman takes a luluf, which is not mechuyis to do, or sit in a sukkah, so because we learn out that a woman could do the mitzvah, and she could even make a bracha, so that means that even though she's not commanded to do it, but she has the spiritual benefit of listening to the shofar, of sitting in the sukkah. I picked tefillin because we are told that women are not to wear tefillin. So it won't. What? No. Tillin in itself, on a Dioraisa level, would be like sukkah, shofar. The way you avoid baltosif is by realizing that you're not commanded to do it, but you're doing it anyway. Baltosif would be I have to do it, and you're adding a mitzvah that Hashem didn't command. But if you're doing it voluntarily, and it's sanctioned by Chazal, right? And it's even we paskin, you can even make a bracha on it. That means a woman could say, "Asher kedushonu b'mitzvah sol v'tzivonu," which is amazing because as a woman, there's no v'tzivonu, but she's Jewish and she's v'tzivonu probably for Klal Yisrael. V'tzivonu, she's part of the nation of Israel. She's Jewish, so v'tzivonu doesn't mean me as a woman. It means v'tzivonu Klal Yisrael, and she has a right to say that. And she's allowed to do it. She's allowed to do it, and nowadays they're encouraged to do it, and, you know, women won't eat before, I mean, many women won't eat before taking the lulav or hearing the shofar. Many won't. My point is that severe, okay, they're not commanded, but they have the benefit of the inherent spirituality of the mitzvah. But if a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kachay Kadosh, let's not talk about women, if a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kachay Kadosh and not on Yom Kippur, so there's not only is there no spiritual benefit there, but he's punished for doing so. If you bring certain karbonos that you don't have to bring, a person wears tefillin at night, he's doing an Avera, right? If you take challah, let's say, with a bracha, and it's less than the shear, you're not doing any spiritual act, right? Most of the mitzvahs are connected to the commandment, to the fact that it's a command from Hashem. And that's why many interpret the Chet HaEgel that way, that they created something that they were not commanded to do. Maybe it had a certain logic to it, but anyway, the Ramchal says they're usually interconnected. The spiritual benefit. Certainly, I mean, we paskin, we say, Godol mitzuva v'osa, mimishena mitzuva v'osa. That means, although I would think that if I do a mitzvah voluntarily and I don't have to do it, it's a higher spiritual value. The Gemara says no. The higher spiritual value is the person that has to do it and does it. Yeah.
The Rav just said that most of the mitzvahs are commanded by the Torah. What about the others? Where do they come from?
The Rabbanans? What do you mean others? Yes, so what others?
Most of them are commanded by the Torah.
No, I didn't say most. I said most of them are interconnected, the spirituality and the commandment. I don't know what. If I said that, strike it from the record. Of course, absolutely. B'shnei derachim nimshachim zemizeh. Usually there's the connection between being commanded and the spiritual benefit engendered by the spiritual engineering of this particular mitzvah. What it does to your soul, how it connects you to Hashem. Ba'ainu ki hu mekayim chetzona. Number one, b'meshet tzivo, sheyasa ha'maisa ha'hu, v'hu oseihu. V'hashen is the other half of this track. Kinei b'maisa ha'hu, hinei hu mishtalim. You're becoming more of a shalim. You're cleaning off the mud. You're connecting to Hashem. That's the inherent, the inherent koach of this particular mitzvah. Ta'achas mimadregos hashleimus shehi toledas ha-mitzvah ha-hi, which is the ramification, the totza'ah, the consequence of this mitzvah, Moshe Lechainu. And now he says a strange phrase. No, it's not strange. I want to explain what he says now. So again, his will is fulfilled. Now, what does he mean by these five words? He already said, number one, you're doing his will. And number two is you're becoming closer to him. You're cleaning away the mud. You're adding pixels to the neshama. You're connecting to Hashem. Because whatever specific connection this specific mitzvah happens to have. Which he will discuss, by the way, in Chelek Dalet. He talks about what Tfilah does, what Kriyat Shema does, what Birchos Kriyat Shema does, what Tzitzit. He picks around like 20 mitzvahs and he explains in Chelek section Dalet the specific spiritual connection that's created by that mitzvah. Now it's just, he's not explaining that now. But then he says, and Hashem's will is fulfilled. And this really explains something that bothers some thinking people. And that is, if everything's about Hashem, but then we talk about, I'm going to do mitzvahs, and I'm going to become a shalem, and I'm going to get olam haba, and I'm going to be mesana gal Hashem. Isn't that like, that's self-centered? Right. On the other hand, Hashem, like my service should be me to Hashem, me doing what Hashem wants. Like, why are we focused on my shleimus, my olam haba, my being misaneg al Hashem? And the answer is, well, that's what He wants. But that's why Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world for that reason. So it would be okay to say, so when you hear these stories about the person that wanted to do the mitzvah, even if he would lose his olam haba, and they said, wow, what a high madrega, he's doing a mitzvah even though he's losing his olam haba. So I don't know if the story is true or not, and maybe it is true, but realize that there's nothing wrong with saying, I want to do a mitzvah, and I want to be good, and I want to do more mitzvahs than averus, and I want to be successful in my career as an Obed Hashem, Obedus Hashem, because I want to go to Olam Haba, as long as you realize that that's why Hashem made the world. Hashem created the universe. Hashem made the Bria. Hashem made everything in order that you, because that's what He wanted. Again, we go back. Hashem's Tov, and every Tov wants to be Meitiv. And the biggest meitiv is to let us earn our way into being the Sanag of Hashem. And this is all His will. So, it's not really selfish. We may be selfish when we think of it, and we have to try hard to realize these five words that the Ramchal says. Rename Iskayim Chetzo Yisbarach Shemo. That was His purpose in the creation of the world. So again, we're dealing with His will being done. His will is done because I'm listening to him. Go do this. Go take challah. I'm listening to him. And then I'm having the spiritual benefits of taking challah, and I'm connecting to him, and I'm cleaning the mud off of my guf. And I'm going to, my neshama is going to shine. And then when the neshama ultimately goes to Olam Haba, it will shine and it will spiritualize the guf in this way. Each mitzvah does it in a specific way, like as if there was a gym with 613 machines. This one for this muscle, this one for that muscle, this one for this. Everything has a specific purpose. And that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us because Hashem is Tov and he wants to be a native. Okay, I think we'll stop here. I'm exhausted.